Hi, the Black Talk Media Project would like to invite you to become a member of the BTR Community subscription-based social media platform. BTR Community is a platform that was set up for the listening audience of Black Talk Radio Network, the number one independent Black radio network online. For just $24 per year, your subscription gives you access to an interactive space to share information with like-minded people with your privacy guaranteed. Your subscription will go a long way to help us maintain and improve our current media platforms. It will also help provide a budget so that we can begin the task of establishing localized media centers and radio stations across the United States. The best way to show your support and appreciation for what we do here at Black Talk Radio is to subscribe. Help us to help you be informed. Join BTRCommunity.com today.
The views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6. Today is March the 14th, 2018, and we have a live show for you today. It is a Wise Wednesday, and we're going to have a live show with Brother Davis, and probably Sister Davis will probably join in as well. Brother Davis is there, all ready to go, so we're going to jump into today's show. But before we do that, everyone, please continue to support Black Talk Radio Network. And you could do that by going to the website for the network, Black Talk Radio Network. Look at the donation prompt, hit the donation prompt, give some of your financial energy so this network can continue to stay on, because it's your overall support that enables Black Talk Radio Network to stay in existence. So please make sure that you do that. Also, you can Scotty sent me some stuff, so I'm going to check this out. Thanks, Scotty, for filling me in on that. Some breaking news. I haven't watched the news today. I haven't kept up with the news. Been crazy, crazy busy. So from our seminars and everything else, so Scotty just posted that there was a bombing of a mosque after the bombings, the letter bombs that were in Austin, Texas. I did hear somewhat about that. L.A. Ramon had posted a little something about that yesterday, but I didn't get a chance to look at that. So I will check up on that. So thanks, Scotty, for keeping me informed. And so Scotty just posted that inside of the chat room. So also, please continue to support the network. And you could also support the network by being a part of this social media outlet. And that is through BTR Community. And BTR Community is a social media outlet a social media outlet that Black Talk Radio Network has put together for the purpose of you being able to engage in all of your social media activities without being as adversely affected by FedBook and all the other ones, and where your overall membership will protect you from you being data mined and that information being used against you, and nor will your identity be sold to any bidder. So come on over to BTR Community. It supports this network, and right now there is a BTR Community trial period for the first 30 days is free. So sign up for BTR Community. You'll get your first 30 days free, and then you can sign up for your membership, your yearly membership of $24. That is not much at all for your social media and everything that you could do within social media. So please definitely do that. Also, I will be finding out about our RDP seminar. May have to get pushed back, but I'll let you know. Haven't been in the overall range, hasn't gotten back to me, so I'm going to give them a call first thing tomorrow and see where we are. So definitely want to do that, and so that we can get that rolling, and I will let you know, okay? All right. Also, if you would like to acquire real money, go to Prosperity Mint, Prosperity Mint, prosperitymint.com. Prosperitymint.com is where you can go to. You can go to acquire real money by transferring your overall the coupons that they pay us in cash. You can exchange them for real money, so that you can protect yourself and protect your family. So definitely do that there. All right, so we're going to jump into what's in the news. Then we're going to get into Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, who is standing by. Here we go. And just before we do that, let me take a look at some things, because I missed a whole bunch of stuff today. So Scotty had posted that about the bombing at a mosque. Let me just... I will definitely post something later in BTR Community. Let me just check to see what's been going on. Let me see here. All right, All right, so I'm going to jump into what's in the news. And I will try to catch up with some things. I'll post some other things inside of BTR Community. I'm pretty sure Roz and Thomas and L.A. Ramon and Scotty himself have, keeps everything up to breast when I can't do that. So let's jump into what's in the news. So I'm going to go to the page, and then we can take it from there. My computer's working a little slow, so you all please bear with me. You know how that goes for me. If you've been listening to Tando Radio Show, you know that that's always the case with us here. Okay, so a couple of articles that were posted. First article I posted, this comes from Sputnik News, Moscow, on expulsion of 23 diplomats from the UK. Unacceptable, unjustifiable move. The celebrity figurehead of Britain, Prime Minister Theresa May, had announced the largest expulsion of Russian diplomats from the UK since the Cold War over alleged attacks on a former spy. So check out that article. And all of this stuff is starting to set forth the overall war paradigm. Next article, I got this one from Cerebrally Naive Network, and it says U.S. Preps for North Korean summit. Kim is silent. Administration officials are scrambling to turn celebrity figurehead President Donald Trump's surprise decision to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un into a reality, preparing for an unprecedented high-stakes summit with little time. So check out that article. Next article from Cerebrally Naive Network. Pompeo expects to reinforce his Trump's hardline instincts. So check out that article as well. And another critical article, got this one from the South China Morning Post. Djibouti seizes control of port amidst concerns of China's influence. So check out that article That is very, very strategically important, because you've always heard me talk about Djibouti. You don't really hear about it, but that is going to be one of the conflict zones going forward in the future because of its strategical importance, where it is. Next article, I got this one from Strategic Culture. Ukraine gets official NATO status, weighing up the pros and the cons. That could probably have Russia actually invade the Ukraine. So everything is really, really coming to a head for this war. Next article from Safe Haven, the mysterious cryptocurrency billionaire taking over Puerto Rico. Check out that article. And I got another article. Got this one from Sovereign Man. This is one of the world's most accurate indicators of a looming financial crisis. So check out that article. We'll carry some of that on Financial Friday as well. And then another article I posted. This one came from Strategic Culture. And it says, neocon specter John Bolton looms over the Trump's White House, which they probably will be. He will be a part of the Trump's celebrity figurehead administration, and guarantee that means war, y'all, with that dude. And that's why I said shaking my head. Next article. Raz, thank you. Raz said, Dave, today's the 14th, not the 15th. I put the 15th. Oh, yeah, I had a little typo in the big ups, Raz. Thank you, brother. So next article I posted from RT International, economic crisis looms. Hungary's latest country to repatriate its gold. And they got this from RT International. That would definitely be a part of. You should be doing that as well. You should be repatriating your silver and your gold like these countries are doing, because they know what's going to be happening real soon. So get in front of that. Okay, so that's what's in the news. And without further ado, we're going to bring up Brother Davis. If you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Give Brother Davis a call, 704-802-5056, 704-802-5056. And give Brother Davis a call. Scotty won't be on the board for a little bit, and I won't be on the board. I'll be listening, but I won't be on the board because I have to do some things. So if you want to get in on the conversation, just call in and just say, excuse me. Brother Davis or Sister Davis will hear you, and they will bring you up. Come with your questions. And as Brother Davis always says, bring your pen and paper and your questions. So, so important for that, because those questions are going to be pertinent and important for you and actually for the other listeners as well. So without further ado, we're going to bring up Brother Davis. Brother Davis, welcome to Wise Wednesday, the show that we all look forward to.
It is always good to hear the voice of a friend, my brother.
Always welcome, good to hear the voice of a friend.
I'm going to tell you, tonight I'm going to expose you to what's called empirical knowledge. If you do not record this, you will lose it. If you record it, you can operate in it and grow to a greater level of what they call spiritual enlightenment. First things first, every time you inhale, there is something that's being initiated in the natural order, the universal system, that you have not been told about. So I'm going to expose it to you now. Each individual enzyme in your body, when you inhale, receives oxygen. And that oxygen is taken to different parts of your body. A lot of you are probably thinking that's just how the natural body works. And you know what? You're right, to the degree of level of your knowledge. But in reality, what you are doing is rejuvenating simultaneously over and over and over again. That's why different levels of breathing offer you different levels of relaxation. The best part about that is when your body is in full effect, you think it's operating according to how it's designed. It's operating according to a universal order. That's your first key. One, your body operates according to a universal order as long as it is in alignment. The order, what does that mean? That means you must inhale to get the oxygen in. There's the greatest purpose behind everything. Although it may sound very elementary, there's a greater purpose behind it. Now, let me add to that. When oxygen is absorbed in the enzymes of your body and it goes to into your body, it goes through what's called meridians, which you probably call it the nervous system or blood canals. But in reality, our bodies are designed to have a total communication, so there is a point on which everything can be controlled. We were taught that it was your brain, but it is not your brain. That is why we have to understand the purpose behind good and evil. I hope you're awake now. Because we live in a state of duality all the time. So good and evil are part of the selection process that everyone makes. The more spiritually contained that you are, the more you can identify the nomenclature. That means the different aspect of decision. Okay? Now, I'm going to move this up a little quicker because I want you to get some understanding. The nomenclature is the different aspect of decision is a body function. So if I said raise your hand, some people just raise their hand. But if I said tell me how you raise your hand, it's a different content. Why? Because some people will be intelligent enough to break that down to the minute understanding purpose. And other people will say, well, I just lift my right arm. They're not wrong. That's the way Westernism teaches you. But on the higher order, what is going on is that your mind is making a decision that is conveying that decision to your nervous system. And your nervous system is waking up to the fact of the decision, and your life force travels through your nervous system to execute that decision. By stimulating the nerves in your arm to follow the thought in order to push your hand in the air. Are y'all understanding the dynamics here? Because that is the principle upon which true power exists. You see, all of the natural aspects, the sun, the water, the moon, all of these things that are living require this. They require all of these. But here's the unique part about this. Not all of them are what they consider sophisticated. Okay? Now, one of the unique things I told you before, that we, such as animals, are born the same way. Interesting, another dynamic is, animals have the same things that you have. They have eyes, they have ears, they have nose, they have mouth, they have testicles, they have ovaries. See what I'm saying? And they reproduce somewhat along the same line, but they cannot evolve. They can only evolve to the level of what's called survival, which they're it's hard for me to explain it to you, and using Westernism as a word balance. Why? Because they don't want you to understand that although animals have an instinct that literally is a protective factor, we share that, but we also have a rationalization factor. Animals don't have that. If you are around a savage beast all the time, it's going to treat you the same way until you show that savage beast in its weakest point that you are no danger. So you've all heard about people who are bought up by wolves and that sort of thing. Well, they felt no danger from them. And see, that is a natural dynamic, a universal order. That when you as a human, when you feel threatened, you have what's called a defense dynamic. We have to understand these dynamics are in place for a reason. That's why it all comes down to the duality of right and the duality of wrong. You've all heard about the way of words. It is the principle that is alive in our daily lives that if we operate improperly, we grow spiritually. If we operate it improperly, we are not actually condemning ourselves, but we give weight to our words to the guilt of why we've done whatever it is that we did. That's why it's so important to understand right, wrong, good, and bad. But the level of judgment is not for others to make on you. You must make judgment on your own self. See, judgment is being used by the system of Westernism in order to literally hold control. You know why? They say because you have to live within certain laws. But these are not the natural universal laws. Here's the unique part about that. Western laws do not obey the order of truth. Let me repeat that. Western laws, let me get more clear. Man's laws, in most cases, do not obey the order of truth. And you can see that because most of the religions have commandments or principles, and they speak about these things, but there's things left out of these principles that allow us to victimize ourselves through the ignorance of bad habits. And I'm going to tell you something. We have a bunch of bad habits. You see, just like oxygen literally ties on to enzymes in order to strengthen the system, well, we eat certain things that tie on to the enzymes that destroy the system. The duality comes into play here. So we have to be focused enough to understand the decisions that we make and what we eat is going to affect our overall total connection to the universal realm. What is the universal realm? The universal realm is the universal law of oneness. All living things are connected. You think that is powerful? Do you realize that you can get energy from any living thing? Let me repeat this. You can get energy from any living thing. And you can receive, any living thing can receive energy from you. And that energy may not be touch, it may be aura. That energy may not be what we are, our imagination can perceive it to be, because our imagination now are locked into structures of thought that literally take away from our ability to be able to make just decisions. What we must do is take control of that. How do we take control of that? By cleaning up our systems in order to be in order. And that will not happen unless we are conscious enough to move forward in making the right ones. We are conscious enough to move forward in moving back to the natural order of the universal laws. Because look at where we are. We've allowed man to destroy the very environment that we require to be a part of in order to live. It does not make sense for us to sit back and that we are being the best we can be when we don't even know if the water that we drink natural. The soil that we plant our seed in does not have the ability to give us the nutrients to ensure us a quality of life. You see, we've swayed away in such a manner that the system of humanism has defeated our ability to be the supreme divine being that we were meant to be. Here's what's so unique about that. Many of us have submitted to it. Many of us have submitted to the program, i.e., I'm going to give you, I'll always give you insights, i.e., perfect example is meat. Meat is a byproduct of other animals. But meat is a celebratory meal on certain occasions. But now, meat is marketed to you as a part of your natural diet. Think about that for a minute. Meat has been marketed to you as a part of your natural diet. You see, one of the things I want you to understand is I never said that meat was bad for you, but too much of anything is bad for you. Order is that meat was celebratory from time to time. Why? Because there was a reason. some cultures' body were designed to consume more meat than others, depending on the environmental confines of that culture. But in a culture of abundance, we have literally been stripped of our right to choose. And this has been across the board. I mean, think about it. How many times have you been out and you decided, you know, I'm hungry, I'm going to go get some meat? And before you know it, you're sitting down at the meal that everything is designed with a meat. Or the meat is the primary and you pick the side. We have to understand it is our responsibility. That is the duality. Duality takes place in everything because it is so important that we understand that if we want to grow in our power connection. And why I say power connection is because there's power all around us. In our power connection with the universe, we are children of cosmology. So we can tap into that energy on any level. But if your mind has not developed to the fact that you have this potential, you will never be able to tap into it. This is why they don't want you to know so much about your mind. This is why they would not allow slaves to read in the early days of American history. They knew. Now, I know you probably say, well, how did they know if we didn't know? We have to understand. When they raided the five pharaohs of Alexander and Memphis in Egypt, these were universal truths that these people lived by every day. When they got into the background of understanding, they began to realize, you know what? We can't let these people know this. We cannot let these people continue to have the understanding of this, of their potential through the universal order. And that's what they did. They destroyed every aspect of their consciousness, of their consciousness, and our ability to tap into these truths. And they did it in such a manner that they wanted us to be subservient forever. And now, when people are beginning to realize there's something, you're under so much self-condemnation that many people will never, never get above their personal guilt. See, that's why I've said to you before about the weighing of the words. Because what weighs the words down is the guilt of the knowledge, whether you know it's a good decision or a bad decision. I know I'm giving a lot to you quickly. And the reason being is because we are so far behind where we should be, because they were so efficient in the destruction patterns that they wanted us to be manipulated into. And the sad part about it is that they're full effect 24/7, and I have 2 hours here. 2 hours. Well, not really 2 hours, but maybe an hour and 25 minutes to get you to understanding that the greatest potential that you have is greater than anything you could imagine. The most powerful atom bomb has nothing on the greatest ability of your divine, potential. Why? Because you're a cosmological child. You are connected to the heavens and the earth. So you think about the masses between and how it transforms from dark matter into sunlight. Both are magnanimous power sources. Are y'all getting this yet? Because if you're not getting this, you will not see yourself as a slave all the time, because you don't want to. Let me repeat that. You will not see yourself as a slave all the time because you don't want to. And the system's designing you to believe that your ego is in control of what you should achieve based on your ability to go out and get it. What does that mean? Oh, wow, man, look at the lottery system. Do you really think that the elements are giving you lotteries so that you can get a lot of money at one time and go out and be more self-destructive? No. They want you to think it's a game of chance. But here's the difference. There's a greater chance you're going to lose what you invest than it is that you're going to gain from your investment. But that's the duality. If you don't play, you can't win. Are y'all getting this? Because I'm going to tell you something. The system, the way they have it designed here in Westernism, is for your destruction. Period. I mean, you think about all the people who played that lottery game and who won. And what has happened to some of them, the majority of them, really. They either lost it, or they've been victimized because of it. But very few had a joyous story afterwards. Why? Because it is not balanced. There could never be a balance between what man has to offer and what the universe gives. Never. Oh yeah, you can get money and go out and get all the material things in the world, but they're not universally connected. You can believe that when you drive a car. If you reach a point where that thing goes out of gas, you stop. Here's what's so unique about body. What kills the body are the decisions that the temple makes reference to the housing of the spirit, and you don't even know it. Why? Because they don't want you to know it. They don't want you to understand your true birthright. Because if you did, and you really started to developing it, there is no limit to your potential. So I'm going to tell you now, all of this time that we thought we were living the good life, and we were growing, and we were meeting the standards of man, we were moving further and further away from the natural order of the universe. And the universe has so much more to offer than man. And here's the unique thing. We look at moving back to the natural order as a burden because it requires of us. Do you realize that before this transition to Westernism came into play, our daily lives were not burdensome in our minds? But if you look at your daily life today, it's burdensome. It's burdensome because guess what? It has so many attachments to it. They give you some clarity. In the early system, the village or the community served the purpose of everybody in the community. Oh, they bartered. They had special skills. But there was a balance because guess what? No one was trying to reach that elite position that people call today of having a lot of money. Because they didn't have no money. Are y'all getting this? And the reason why I'm telling you this is because nowadays we feel that we are resting our resources and our truth upon things that are in the material world. And the sad part about it is that once we achieve it and its shine or the novelty is gone, we go away. Y'all getting this? We literally throw whatever that mechanical device is, or whatever that other device is that you think is bringing you joy, we throw it away. Why? Because another device comes along. Westernism does that for two reasons. One, they want you to think that it's innovation. And then really, when you talk about communication, they've taken the true power of communication away with innovation. How is that? Because how many one-on-one conversations do you have nowadays? So you get up, walk out, see your neighbor on the way to do his thing, and good morning, how are you today? How are the kids? What are you doing? Well, I'm going out to the garden today because I'm planting this time of year because I'm catch the carrots when they come up first of the spring, first harvest. And that way I can run down to the store. What are you doing? Oh, I'm going to do the same thing with my kale. But I tell you what, when your kale comes up and my carrots come up, there's still no trade before you look in the market. Yeah, that sounds good. And you know, Mr. Green down the street, he got some tomatoes. Yeah, he got some good ones coming up this year. They're pretty thick already. You see, this was the purpose of being connected on a universal level, because we were relying on the very things that our laborers bought us. In the system today, we're relying on entirely different substance. That's why they created money, control. People think, oh, well, we can buy and sell that. No, it's a control tool. And if you think it's not a control tool, then this Western system, try to deal without it. If you do not have something of value to be able to bargain with, you'll be victimized by a system that's designed for your destruction. So we got to stay ahead of this. How do we stay ahead of this? We are the only people that have survived a history like ours. Think about it. We are the only people that have survived a history like ours based on other people operation with us, how they deal with us. You see that now? Look at the workforce. The largest percentage of population in the workforce right now are Latino and Spanish. And guess what? The greatest amount of debt being occurred right now are by Latinos and Spanish. And why do I use both words? Because some of them don't consider themselves Latino. Some of them, tell you, they're Spanish. Some of them don't consider themselves Spanish. They're Latino. But they are growing at a greater rate. They're having more babies. They haven't been victimized by this Planned Parenthood system that is designed originally for the extinction of black people. I'm trying to give you a whole lot in a short period of time. And I know it's much. But the reason why is because when you start waking up, you start looking at yourself every day and dialoguing with yourself, then you start identifying the truth. Remember when I said that at the test of being able to set a goal and focus on that goal and then dialogue about that goal and see what you do every day until you achieve that goal so you can go back and read it? That's only waking you up, understanding that you have a personal truth you can identify with. Most people cannot identify with their personal truths. So, our purpose is a whole lot greater than this heated part of that matchbox quarter they try to put you in. And I'm going to tell you now, a lot of people, because you may not realize it, but Black Talk Radio is listened to by these subversive organizations. You know why? Because they're hoping that they can find the connection of revolts. Because they always think we want what they got. And the reality is, take what would we got. The sad part about it is we don't realize the purpose and the principles of what we got. And they are threatened by anything because they run a tyrannical society that is harming our parks. Don't go out and do something self-destructive based on what you think. What do I mean by that? A lot of people get caught up into drugs because they might have a back pain. And that back pain, you go to the doctor, and the doctor says, okay, well, look, I can't actually fix it, but I can give you a remedy for it. You notice they can't ever fix it, so they can give you a remedy for it. And that remedy for it may put you on a different path to the point where all now you're seeking this remedy, and the doctor's coming to you saying, you know what, I believe you just have a too much this here remedy. So we're going to take this remedy away from you. But now you become used to the results of the remedy. So therefore now, since you can't get as much, your problem is actually magnified because you only had a remedy. So when that remedy is gone, in your mind, where the duality takes place, you submit to the fact that the pain is greater. And before you know it, you're seeking something to replace the remedy. Now, that is how a lot of people get caught up in different addictions. Other people get caught up in different addictions because they choose it. They want to get away from this world. I'm going to tell you something. You cannot escape the world the way it is until your time comes. Jesus, you're right. One of the unique things is that your time is coming because we are all spirits in a time-space continuum. You see, a spirit is put... All right, let me give you a side note. The spirit is put into the temple to come into time and space so it can grow through the normalities of humanism. If your spirit does not grow in this period of time and space, it doesn't go to a heaven or a hell. And that's what Marxism teaches. That's what a lot of people teach all over the world. Because your spirit is energy. Your energy transforms. And that energy transformation will be determined on how well your duality deals with being in time and space. And you can't communicate that. You know why? Because you haven't prepared yourself while you're here for the transformation. That's why, brothers and sisters, meditation is so vital to the reconstruction of the physical mind and body today. Because through this reconstruction, we can put in our subconscious the seeds of transformation that will come out in our conscious lives. What do I mean by that? I mean, if you, a person, take for instance, vulgarity. I've had people say to me, you know what, man? Listen to you talk. You don't cuss. And that should tell you that I move in many circles. I move in circles that you would probably expect to see me in, and I move in circles that you probably wouldn't expect to see me in. But remember now, our purpose here as spiritual people are to be able to help others get lifted up so that they can begin to understand that they are a spiritual person as well. And in that lifting up, they will lift others. And guess what? In the process of all of this, we get a chance to experience a personal peace that literally you must find. Because if you don't have it, you will never receive it unless you do the due diligence to achieve it. I know I'm putting a lot on your plate tonight. And the reason why I'm putting a lot on your plate tonight is because all of this stuff that I'm telling you, you can go out in different areas of spiritualism are going to tell you the same thing or tell you bits and pieces. Why would they tell you bits and pieces? Because literally, they cannot experience certain things that you can experience. That's why you hear people talking about yoga and Tai Chi and Qigong. These are different things that all tie into the same, but they're attributes of the whole. Okay? All of this stuff originated in the mind-spirit experience. Why mind-spirit experience? Because your mind must be able to have the control to get you into the meditative state so that your spirit can soar. Remember I once said to you that your imagination is your most powerful tool. Now that tool can be a fork or it can be a weapon. It can feed you or it can destroy you. This is Brother David Shaw. And I'm gonna tell you something. I've been studying this a while. I'm only telling you this because I love you. See, all of these cardinal things that are going on around us. And they think they're going to be able to live forever. If you think, listen to them. They think they live in the world that is so controlled by them that they have a right to put a chip in you. And that chip is going to tell them everything about you and every penny you make. Like, that is important to them. That is not important to them. What is important to them is that they control you. And the only way they control you is if you can submit to that. You don't submit to that. They can't control you because you live in a temple that is designed to deteriorate. Oh, it's not the time to deteriorate overnight by no means. And actually, if you do the right thing with your temple, it can last well over 100 years. And some even think maybe even more in a more pure environment. But you see, things are changed over time. walk outside and breathe in air that may be somewhat toxic or particleized. You know, particleized means different smelling salts, but that sauce is putting out a particle, that smell. And although you may think, oh, what's that smell? Every time you breathe it in, that exhaust is going in. Oh, yeah, you're understanding this dynamic. It's another day that's on a wise one. I'm not saying anything to scare you. I'm saying everything can help you elevate yourself. Because I can only show you the tools that I use. I can only help you get to the doorway. Everything else is on you. And if you don't do it, you can't blame nobody. Curious.
Hey, Brother Davis.
Yes, Brother Scott.
Good evening to you and the listeners. I have a question. Doesn't history show that those they cannot control, they kill? You can either look at the history of this continent with the Native Americans, you could look at certain parts of Africa. I think it was King Leopold who killed maybe 100 million Africans. I think that was Kenya, that part of Africa, somewhere along there. So if they, you know, so they do have options if they can't control you, and that's to kill you. So we've seen genocide all over the planet, you know, throughout history. But, you know, when someone, like right now, there's a gun debate on what type of weapons that we can buy, and we hear this rhetoric that is calling AR-15s like military style weapons. What does that mean? Either that's what U.S. troops is being issued, or it's not. You know, is that simple? But why would I need even something like that? Again, look at the history, and then we talk about racism and white supremacy and the dangers of Donald Trump. And all of these white supremacist look bombings in Austin, Texas. Now mosque has been bombed in Minnesota, and Donald Trump puts out that type of rhetoric that encourages and inspires these people in this racist system classified as white to commit these. But I think it's a question that we need to think about. When we ask somebody, well, why do you need that type of weaponry to defend your home or to hunt deers? Or it's not, you know, when you look at our history and our armed resistance and read some books like Dr. Cobb had wrote how guns made the civil rights movement possible. This nonviolent stuff will get you killed. He's probably been interviewed on one of the stations or programs if you Google that, but Dr. Charles Cobb wrote that. And so, you know, the options when we declare that nobody's going to can control us, we have to be able to defend ourselves, you know what I'm saying? Because the history shows that they're going to bring the violence. What's your thoughts on that?
That is true. You're absolutely right. You know why? Because they live an animal existence. They live on the principle that it's destroyed or be destroyed. That is not true. Because they come visit you with weapons. If a person was coming in sincerity, why would they come and visit you with weapons? Animalism always exists amongst animals. But we have to defend ourselves from animals. Every aspect of life teaches you in the civilized dynamic that there has to be an offense and a defense. This is the concept, but it's actually more self-destructive than constructive. But we're going through that period now. To give you an understanding, we came out of the Paleolithic Age. Now, I mentioned this before. The Paleolithic Age was to join to be a part of. And the reason why you join to be a part of is because it figure a certain degree of prestige and that sort of thing in the order of things. But it also made you take vows of, vows of virtue in reference that you ain't going to make decisions and go against whatever it is that dynamic is. So the example is, look at religion. You have to be baptized to be a part of certain religions. And the reality is that when you examine closely, it's designed in order for you to find a place where you can be religious.
The Pledge of Allegiance comes to mind.
About you being spiritual, it talks about the Holy Spirit. But yeah, will there always be war as long as there are animals that feel that their defense mechanism is threat? They're going to attack. But that doesn't, and I understand, let me repeat this, that doesn't mean that that is the purpose behind your life. See, what we have to understand is the purpose behind our lives, because guess what? If you weren't so powerful, they would not have developed things like this. If their fear wasn't so great of you identifying your true potential, there would be no need for weapons like that. So we have to understand that it's a lot more than them shooting us with a weapon. Because guess what? Once again, they want you to think that there's a heaven and hell. And I'm telling you that there is not, because you are energy. And energy never dies. It transforms. As long as the fear factor is great, they're going to sustain a certain degree of control. But when people tap in to the real higher order, they're going to realize that they have a certain inert natural ability to tap into forces that are all around them all the time and do whatever their mind can imagine. And when they tap into that and are able to achieve that, what principle does death play? We have to understand that there's always going to be societies, and these societies are going to structure them in the man cave, the man's law, the man's rule. But that's only for that period of time, because civilizations, they rise and fall.
Well, you know, Brother Davis. Yeah, Brother Davis. I don't fear death, but I ain't ready to make that transformation. And nobody's going to make that decision for anybody in my family. Again, looking at history, people have been exterminated off the face of this planet. And I understand what you're talking about as far as developing metaphysical abilities or spiritual abilities, but that's not going to protect you from bullets flying at you, okay? And people are being killed, people are being blowed up, and you have to have the ability to defend yourself, or you're going to be exterminated.
You know, if people use the word exterminated, they fail to realize that's only physically.
I understand that, Brother Davis. I understand it's only physical. I understand it's only physical. But let me ask you this, as a truck driver, my father, well, I'm sure he's retired now. I had to give him a call. But he's like in his 70s. And him and his wife, team drivers for over 20 years. You better believe they was packing out there on that highway. So
I can believe that, brother. And guess what? I mean, don't get me wrong. Before I've begun to understand what is truth and what is divine, I was packing. That's my wife with me too. I understand exactly what you're talking about.
Okay. But well, that's your choice. But I just wanted to add that perspective.
We're here now, and in this next dimension of time, you're going to find out that a lot of these here guns and a lot of this separation and a lot of this division will find its own way of dissipation. You know why? Because there's no longer a greater need. There's no great need for it. The only reason why there's a need for it now is because these people are making money off of it. So they have to fear death. They have to scare you into being able to retaliate in the same manner in order for them to profit. But there will, change is coming. You can see change coming. I mean, they do it all day. Remember one time there wouldn't be interracial commercials on TV? You see that on TV now. You go to the average store, you're going to see children of many backgrounds, so many that you can't even identify or separate. Change of the dynamic of the age of Aquarius is coming in full effect. But once again, we have to weigh our words in our duality process so that we see where we fit in. And I'm telling you now, if you feel as though you're going to one day be attacked, you will. Because your mind...
Well, bro, it's not in my mind, Brother Davis. Okay, I've lived here for... Well, my family's lived here for over 100 years, probably 200 years, surrounded by terrorists. And it's not in my mind when I hear, maybe one day I could call in with my phone when they out there in the woods and whatnot, shooting their guns and what have you, and out there firing off rounds with their bump stocks, just like that dude had. History. The only reason my family's still here is because like Dr. Charles Cobb said, we defended ourselves. Nobody said retaliate. Retaliation, like you said, words are important. Retaliation and then the ability to defend my house from being burned down by some terrorists in some freaking bed sheets, it's a big difference. Okay, and whole families, we talk about Black history, Black Wall Street, and so that's recent history. And if you can't defend yourself against that, then you ain't prepared. Tendo Radio is about being prepared for everything, and you should be able to identify threats around you without being in fear. It's common sense to me. But we got another call, but caller, hold on. And we'll come back on the other side of the break.
Sounds good, brother. Sounds good. And I want to add one answer to that when you get on the other side. But yes, this is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and we're going to the break. Be by your phone, say, put some paper so that we can connect and have a dialogue instead of a monologue. Brother Davis will be right back.
To describe something that's incidental about him, one of his incidental characteristics. So there's nothing else to it. He's just white. But when you get the white man over here in America and he says he's white, he means something else. You can listen to the sound of his voice when he says he's white. He means he's boss. That's right. That's what white means in this language. You know the expression free, white, and 21. He made that up. He's letting you know all of them mean the same. White means free, boss. He's up there. So that when he says he's white, he has a little different sound in his voice. And I know you know what I'm talking about. This was what I saw was missing in the Muslim world. If they said they were white, it was incidental. White, black, brown, red, yellow. It doesn't make any difference what color you are. And so this was the religion that I had accepted and had gone there to get a better knowledge of it. But despite the fact that I saw that Islam was a religion of brotherhood, I also had to face reality. And when I get back into this American society, I'm not in a society that practices brotherhood. I'm in a society that might preach it on Sunday, but they don't practice it on no day, on any day. And so since I could see that America itself is a society where there is no brotherhood, and that this society is controlled primarily by racists and segregationists, and it is, who are in Washington, D.C. in positions of power, and from Washington, D.C. they exercise the same forms of brutal oppression against dark-skinned people in South and North Vietnam, or in the Congo, or in Cuba, or in any other place on this earth where they're trying to exploit and oppress. This is a society whose government doesn't hesitate to inflict the most brutal form of punishment and oppression upon dark-skinned people all over the world. To wit, right now, what's going on in and around Saigon and Hanoi and in the Congo and in elsewhere. They are violent when their interests are at stake. But all of that violence that they display at the international level, when you and I want just a little bit of freedom, we're supposed to be nonviolent. They're violent. They're violent in Korea. They're violent in Germany. They're violent in the South Pacific. They're violent in Cuba. They're violent wherever they go. But when it comes time for you and me to protect ourselves against lynchers, they tell us to be nonviolent.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
This is Brother Davis, and we're back. And I wanted to pick up on what Scotty said because he was absolutely right. In every era, death has had a scorn on us as a people. I had said that earlier. But you have to understand, our transformation isn't for now. There's a lot of people who, they're not even ready. So I would expect them to have weapons. I have a gun, but it doesn't stop me from pertaining to achieve what is a greater part of myself. That gun will not be a part of my life in its totality. Actually, I was introduced to the thing to the very people who are out here now who are literally trying to use it against me. That's why I have a gun. So I understand exactly what you're saying. But I'm also saying this to you, that we got to prepare for a time when which those tools won't be used against us, because that's going to come in the age of Aquarius. And the reason why it's going to come in the age of Aquarius is because the age of Aquarius is about the promotion of self on a higher order. And as people begin to elevate, that so-called total destruction is going to literally dissipate. And over a period, it won't be nothing. It won't be tomorrow. It won't be probably in the first next 50 to 100 years. But in reality, we still have to prepare, because we have people behind, especially children, that have no idea what the duality of good and bad is. And some of them think that the devil made you do it. So we can't leave them to live in that illusion. So if there's anybody in the call, please bring them in now. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday.
Hey, Brother Davis, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you right loud and clear, brother.
Excellent. This is LSI from the Midwest, and just wanted to thank you for such a wonderful class in the sense of abundance of information, man. It just really kind of wakes us up and lets us know that we are. It's like the indicator panel lights are going out on the dashboard, you know, with no sound, but the lights are flashing big time. And I just got a couple things. You know, you're talking about guns and stuff. I'm really looking forward to the documentary 1804, when Toussaint and the boys, you know, mostly without guns, they use our powers to defeat the British, the French, and somebody else. They was doing some things a certain type of way, but they used nature. And not to say that guns aren't necessary. I mean, it's good to have something on you, you know, just in case. But for the most part, I think preparation and, you know, just kind of getting ourselves together with, you know, how we eat, exercise, and you know, community, and making sure we're in touch and coming up with some plans, you know, that's a real good strategy too. I'm really concerned about this 5G thing with this microwave energy and all of this stuff that's going on. And, you know, that really concerns me with the next level. They just passed a couple of laws to step their piece up. And, you know, what are they trying to do, fry us out here or something? What's going on?
That's the fear elevating, and fear will do that. You know why? Because literally, a lot of people don't want to face the fact that Trump and the world are reached a point now where this may be their last hurrah. So don't expect them to surrender the world. They're going to go out with a bang, and they're going to destroy as much as they can, if they can. But what I'm saying is, regardless of what they do, we as a people have survived worse. And when we survive this, you're going to have to be people who are right-minded in order for the rebuilding to be worth the original purpose of encasing a spirit in a human body for a time, life, and spirit. The reason being, because guess what? We still evolve spiritually, regardless of what happens in this here time-space continuum. And if we don't understand that the reason why we are here is far beyond the circumstances which are happening right now, which have nothing to do with the natural balance of the universal order, that's going to have to be, the natural balance of the universal order one day will have to be restored. And that's all I'm saying. There are going to be people who are just, well, I'm not changing who I am because of what might happen. Well, that's what you're doing now. You see, I have weapons on the farm. I carried when I was on the road with my wife because of the circumstances that I was in. But if my eyes closed to the potential of us as a people, no. Because guess what? Only humans that evolve will be able to save humanity. If they don't evolve, humanity will self-destruct. Mm. Would you like to add to that?
Because well, I think
go ahead, brother.
No, I think you're exactly on track, because we're talking about the masses. You know, when you know, just as a point, when you're talking about weaponry 101, you're talking about self-preservation, you know, self. But as you elevate as a community, you're talking about a whole bunch of folks. So I think organized structure, elevation, spiritual heightenedness, just our total awareness will be more effective for the community versus, you know, self-preservation. And they're both definitely necessary at times. So I think both aspects of you know, self-protection via using a weapon, or self-protection being used in your higher elements, or just organization and just being smart about the whole thing and doing just a little bit of research, because the information is out there. But, you know, they got us so caught up into going to work, coming home, feeding the babies, going to sleep, and going to work. That total thing, you know, is you know, we're addicted to the distractions. We're caught up in the distractions. And the power elements are very, very subtle. You know, if you go in a room and you ask how many people in this room got a cell phone, probably 100%. And, you know, in that cell phone are tactics that we don't know about. But all it takes is a little bit of research to find out about what it is that we're all carrying around to make some subtle changes. You know what I'm saying?
Well, absolutely. But like I said before, every technology's purpose reaches an end, whether that's because of the destructive nature of it that got out of control, or whether it's because of the usage of it is no longer as needed. But we have to understand this above all else. Humanity, us divines, must go in reverse before we can go forward. And until society reaches a point, and it will, in which it has no control because it's lost control, will we begin to see that reverse start moving to the forefront. And the sad part about it is that the way the world is today, these are all egos. And all of them, they're all egos clashing. Think of the dynamic of you making the decision that's going to affect a million people, and you choose to go to war. You already sacrificing whatever cost that war is going to be on them people. And there's no justification for it. All because of ego. Once again, we're looking at something temporal that's going to have a long-term effect that will one day mean nothing. So we have to really start taking our time now
and teaching our children, that thing that you hear in the back of your mind that lets you know that you shouldn't or you should, serves a greater purpose, because it's your ability to judge yourself. Now, the system is turning that around so that they can judge you based on their standard. But even that is temporal. Anything that man does is temporal. So if a man comes out here tomorrow morning and he suits me, it's not what I'm looking forward to. But I know I'm better prepared than I was 10 years ago. Would I try to survive? Absolutely. Everybody's a survival mechanism. But the whole thing is that I understand the principle, and in that energy transformation, I'm not disconnected from what is universal to what is temporal. I live in a temporal society, but I'm opening up to the truth of the universal cosmological connection. And this is what we're all going to have to one day do, because guess what? Even if there was a nuclear war, whoever survived are going to live a life that will be constructed away from war. Even if they don't have any idea of how they're going to go about it. And that won't make them any less of a person. That would just make them a person aware that they don't want war. And this is what the age of Aquarius is ushering in. And as it comes, and I'm going to tell you, I see it now. You see, how many people have seen Gia on TV? They're talking about things that never talked about before. Even some of the channels, the shows that come on, are talking about things they never talked about before. Even the Black Panther, I may even use that. Their Black Panther is exposing the black people an attribute that they have never been exposed to before on a form like the Black Panther's placed on. An elite society of black people. A panther that has generational inheritance and a power that is limitless. You see, that's the only thing that caught me about Black Panther, what really caught my attention. That's why I said I wouldn't want to give my opinion on it at that particular time. Because here is a country that had the element to be able to control the world, and it hid when it did not have to hide. It had the element to be able to control the world. But that's the dynamic of the psychological warfare that's going on against us as a people. Oh, here, you have the source, but keep it to yourself. As long as I don't need to spread it, I'm going to keep it to myself. But if you think you're going to come and take it, I'm going to have to demonstrate it. That's only survival. See, if black people looked at that movie for truly beyond the symmetry and beyond the attributes of what you could and could not do, they begin to realize that movie literally has unleashed a beast to white people. And if you don't believe it, go to the local high school or the junior high school or even elementary school and watch some kids come to school. More of them are saluting each other by crossing their chest. Brother, there's a lot of things that have come out of that movie they did not expect. But they controlled the writing, believe me. I'm going to tell you, when I first seen it, I didn't think it was a black writer. Now I found out it's a black writer, but that black writer was under so much scrutiny that that's what they came up with. So it's interesting how the next movie is going to be. You know why? Because they're writing him, the Black Panther, into a movie with the Justice League or whatever they call themselves. The Avengers. Now, who in the Avengers got power that equals this? Are you seeing this dynamic here? The only thing he don't do is fly. You see what I'm saying? The only thing he don't do is fly. How can they play down that character to fit into the Avengers pattern? There's a whole lot of things going on here. But you know what? I'm going to tell you now. When that Avengers movie come out, he's going to be a main side partner. He will not be the one in control. He will have all these elements that we know about from this movie, but he will not be the one in control. And here's the best part. Here's the best part. They're going to want you to believe that he doesn't have the imagination to have learned enough about his new bodysuit to expand and improve on it to his should I say, a mental capacity or imagination. Because I understand his little sister is a technical genius. So do you think by the next time that movie comes out, he's not going to be new and improved? There's a lot of things going on here. A lot. But they don't want you to see, they want you to see that, oh, you got power, but you just be nice. They didn't say play nice with Thor, did they?
Right.
As a matter
right.
of fact, no other movie was the antagonist killed, except in this one. Now, you know why they had to kill the antagonist in this one? Because if he would have lived, he would have came back in one manner or another to get back on the same track of thought. Oh, they knew what they was doing. They knew what they was doing. But let me regress from that, because I want people to understand that even where we are, what's going on around us, and whatever your preparation process, I'm not telling you don't prepare. I'm telling you that we're reaching a stage right now where even as things regress, and they will regress, and everything has to reach a crescendo before it starts to regress. And I think that we're approaching that crescendo right now with Trump's office and all this here racism being reflected outwardly all around the world. Every country, especially in Europe and in South America. You know why? Because they bought in to the separation dynamic. Why not? They were paid to. You look at a country like Africa. The Chinese are over there inbreeding like it's a seasonal crop. Think about that. Now remember, China's one of the only countries that spoke up and said, listen, our origin comes from Africa. There's a lot of things going on in the world, brother. And I'm going to tell you something. I expect there to be some sort of confrontation. Because nobody wants to give up their position of power. And with this confrontation, I expect there to be a lot of self-destruction. Because, you know, these people believe if I can't help it, nobody can. But I also expect us to evolve, because we're going to have to clean this up. And we ain't going to be able to clean it up with a dustpan and a broom. We're going to have to tap into some power that is far beyond our United Nations. But if we connect it together, we can do what is needed, because we are not alone. Remember, I told you we're cosmological children, so anything in the cosmos that is living, we can absorb energy from. These people, they really went off when they started controlling the weather. They could tell them, my God. Now they're making clouds. You hear me? They're making clouds. But you know why they're making the clouds? To shield the sun. They think that will help them live longer. In the process of destruction, they're still looking like they'll live longer. What really gets me are the ones who say, well, we're going to colonize the moon. Do you think the moon went up here? Think about that, really. If you can't take care of your own home, what makes you think they're going to hunt you somewhere else? It's crazy, man. But we're going to start putting our foot on the ground when it comes to our spiritual development, because that's what is going to be the tool of our transformation. Even if they come in and there's a major war, or so they say, a major race war, whatever, our weapons are not cardinal. Their weapons are cardinal. When we start developing, you're going to see some amazing things. Because we are not limited to an imagination of Westernism. We are unlimited cosmological children. So what if they have this so-called radiator machine or microwave machine, and they look at a group of people, and five people come in and get into a state of meditation and channel their energy into one person who is spiritually prepared and divinely encased, and the machine blows up when they turn it on. Nothing is beyond the realm of imagination when you're dealing with the divine nature of who we are. So, I've always said, when I grew to understand the importance of casting a shadow greater than your size. There has to be an element in there to give it power, and that element is our divine nature. And until we really get serious about developing that divine nature, we are victimizing ourselves in a system that wants to keep us victims. And guess what? A lot of us love the system. So I'm putting a lot of people to work right now. I don't know if y'all know, but he's rebuilding the country. This is Obama's plan. They won't tell you that. Why won't they tell you that? Because when Obama came up with this plan, the Republicans literally staunchly stopped it. As soon as there was a Republican in office, this plan was viable. Because guess what? It puts the whole country back to work. And for those of you who know that, that's a side note. But you can do your own diligence. And the reason why I'm trying to point your divine nature to you now is because if you don't tap into it, you will become just like the very people who are trying to kill you. I've always said, we are not them. And one of the most powerful lines in Black Panther was, we are not them. And so we have to understand the importance of just that role in a system that they have literally kept us oppressed in. Because a lot of people are starting to allow emotion to control their thought process. And in that, they're seeing revenge and anger. They fail to realize that these are the things that cut the natural flow of energy and thought to those vital organs at a time when they may really need them. Because they cannot cast out their ego to make a decision that is suitable for the circumstance. And you see it every day. These brothers and sisters out here getting upset when police stop them, and they get loud when they allow the police to interpret it. Y'all know, I taught a whole thing on this here before. And the reason why I taught it on it before, because I know that we're going to lose a lot of strong, capable, highly potential people based on their inability to understand what their truth is and what the other people's truth is. Because in reality, they're two different things. So where we are now is not of our making. The reason why we're here is because of what they've done. We have just been the victim of following suit. And as they've been getting to develop themselves, their focus was not on them building a place that is suitable for peace and harmony. No, was it? Never. But do you realize the purpose of a time-space continuum, meaning that while our spirits were put in this body, was so that we could be placed in a three-dimensional circumstance, have peace, joy, happiness, and prosperity, and grow spiritually. And guess what? Since they came on the scene, that's all out of the window. Before they came, they did trade all over the world. You know why? Because they could come in, they could lay their wares on the beach, and go back on the water. And the people then would come in, and they'd look at the wares. Oh, wow, that'd be nice. That looks good on me. We can eat this. Oh, this is good food. What is this? This is seed. Next thing you know, they would go back, get their wares, lay it on the beach, and stand back, and let the from Africa come in and examine their wares. And before you know it, they were trading. This is the dynamic of civility. We've gotten away from that because these people came in with aggression. They come and knock on your door with guns. We want to do trade. You might as well say we want to do trade whether you like it or not. So what do? They start killing whole civilizations. Literally, they were destroying people because of their own personal gain. That's all ego, brothers and sisters, and nothing less than ego. And we have to understand that if we don't control our egos and develop our spiritual side, we're going to be the same as they are, because some people think there is balance to that. There is no balance to it. You start killing now, you will always kill. You start planting seed now, you will always benefit from seed planting. The sad part about it is that many people have not seen seed planting as purposeful. You've seen them. They go out here. They tell you, this is good for you. They go out and they buy it. look at TV. Hey, go to McDonald's, the big arches. They're going to the arches. How did they know? This stuff is prevalent. A McDonald's Happy Meal will look happy 6 years after you buy it if you sit it on the table and just cover it. That is an illusion. But many people are falling for it. Once again, we're not here to judge anyone but ourselves. So it's important that you understand that the weight of your words will determine your future. The weight of your decisions will determine your quality of life. And although you may not be in the most perfect place now, the only thing that's going to change that is when you do something different. But it all depends on you. The system is going to go to crap before too long. I mean, you may not see it, but it's still going to go to crap. All of them do. All civilizations do. They dig them up now. Been digging them up for a while. And one day they will dig this up. And people will think they made great things. Oh, look, they had a device that they used as a telephone and talk to people over distances. Isn't that interesting? Because we can do that with our minds. We don't need that device. Are y'all getting this? Because see, everything they do is to emulate you. The computer is designed behind your brain. Robots are designed how your body works. Actually, when you get down to it, the sun and everything they do based on the sun for self-survival is reflective of how the sun affects you. Because they would like that same effect. They would like to go out into the sun for long periods of time and let the sun drench them. And as the sun drenches them and the body warms up, the energy is being transported all through every area of your body and literally doing something called a photosynthesis. And they call you a battery. Because you're constantly being charged. They don't have that. We have to wake up, y'all, because guess what? If we don't, there's only going to be a few, and the sages of time are telling us we're waking. And as you begin to wake up, they're going to give you more and more knowledge suitable to the understanding of your growth process. A lot of you ain't prepared for it. I said it for the media. So, a lot of you are not prepared for the truth that I'm giving you. But test it. You can Google right now, does water react to thought? You'll be amazed. Now, if water as a natural cosmological liquid reacts to the thought pattern, that means the energy of your mind. What can't you do? See, that's the whole dynamic they don't want you to understand. What can't you do? Oh, yeah, history has taught us that they will destroy, steal, kill, and destroy, steal, kill, and destroy. That's all they ever did. So when that time comes and the transformation kicks in, and it is, perfect example is how many, count the commercials you see on TV tonight that have mixed couples in them. White man and black woman. Black man and white woman. Now, some of you on this here know that was taboo not too long ago. But you know why? Because they understand that we are never going to be able to defeat this. So we might as well join it as soon as we can, because guess what? Those who call themselves elite are trying to destroy us. Look, this is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones. We're coming up on the last break. We might have 10 or 15 minutes after this break. If you have any questions, please give us a call, because guess what? A dialogue is better than a monologue. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Ones, and we'll be right back.
live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Okay, my brothers and sisters, I'm glad that we've had tonight's show, because guess what? Now you can start looking and thinking in another direction, because literally you've already been bombarded with a lot of what I call alien noise. You become agitated by your mind thought process, because there's a lot of things that you can't control and you're getting caught up into. Stop. Just focus on your truth. When you stop and focus on your truth, you accept the fact that things are going to go on that you have no control over, and so be it. But if you don't focus on your truth, you stay locked into the agitation, and the agitation is not going to stop, because it's about keeping you off your game. You go to work every day, you come home, if you don't do nothing for you, you can't help someone else. You know why? Because you can't sustain the quality of focus to be there for someone else. It's important that we understand that whatever happens in this world over a period of time, it's only whatever's left got work ahead of them. So you might as well start planning for the work right now, because one day you may be able to look at somebody shooting you and you think for a minute, I gotta go. And then all of a sudden, the person looks and you're no longer there. And then they put the gun down and they look again, and you reappear. Don't limit yourself. Because guess what? Regeneration and degeneration is not new. You see, I want you to understand that it's no longer black and white. It never was. The system teaches you to think that way. But it's no longer black and white. It never was. And we have to rise and start training ourselves so that we could be the example for our children. And it might be something small. It might be something like yoga. It might be something like meditation. It might be something like just sitting down and having dinner at the table again and talking. How was your day? So they can ask you a question. Well, Daddy, what's that thing you do sitting up every morning? You don't say nothing. You got a little music on in the background, and Mama said, "Don't disturb you." Well, what's that called? Well, son, that's meditation. That gives me a chance to communicate with my insides, utilizing the power of the mind, body, and spirit. We have work ahead. We have work, a lot of work ahead of us, y'all. Let me give you some nuggets that I didn't get a chance to put out, so let me put them out real quick. Food. Any food that's grown naturally, meaning that it has seeds, let me be very clear, okay? It's a part of the chain of energy transfer. Why is it a part of the chain of the energy transfer? Because within the dynamics of the nutrition of that food is embedded a preconceived plan that allows you to develop in other areas other than just nutrition-wise. You know, you ever see them people who can bend themselves and put themselves in a little box, and you wonder how they do that? That is just another dimension of what they consume, and how they consume allows them the ability to train themselves to reach that level of consciousness. And the reason why I'm saying this is because sometimes it might take 4 or 5, maybe 10 or 50 people in a state of meditation, literally projecting their process of meditation through one who has the ability to do something that the rest of the group just hasn't developed to yet. Oh, by the way, some people even think that's how the pyramids are made. So nothing is beyond the realm of possibility for us as a people. And I'm going to tell you, I'm impressed. You see them pyramids? I'm impressed. And these people, the Westerners, you know what they say? They can't even explain how black people can construct stuff like that. So what they say, well, you know, aliens came to the earth and they built this. And the people say, well, you know, out of the pyramids, there's always one corner that's off maybe 7 degrees. Yeah, well, you know, that's a human error. They don't want to discuss those sort of things. So let me give you a dynamic before we go, because I've said this before on some one show or another, and some people thought, but what if black people had the power to project and remove aliens from their space? Aliens could not land in areas that were civilized or had civilian, because they had no ability to get beyond this power that it seemed like all the people had. So what did they do? They go to far off places where there's nobody around, and they mark the ground in a manner to say, see, we was here, we just wasn't here when you was here. Because you know what, we don't know what it is you do, but I mean, we just can't get through that. So this alien force tried to do little things to let them know that they were there, like crop circles and this and that. And that's if you believe in aliens. But whatever they couldn't do to get on this earth, they can do now. Because the balance has been tipped. Now just think, what if they realize we can't do this way, so let's make somebody. Let's make one of them. And they started this process. And over years and years and years, they developed this new thing to appear to be human. It wasn't actually human. It was human-like. Do you think that if they could make something that was human-like, that they would multiply that? Interesting. It sounds like a horror movie, don't it? And then when this thing that was human-like was dying off, the very people that they came to be able to infiltrate gave them to Source to stop dying. You ever heard of the Black Plague? The Black Plague struck Europe thunderously. But there were pharmacologists from Africa who gave them to Source. Eliminate the Black Plague with one piece of philosophy: don't eat what you defecate. I'm going to leave that right there, because see, in the reality, a lot of y'all probably say, oh man, that's pretty far-fetched. It ain't no more far-fetched than one of these here horror movies that say the same thing in a shorter period of time. Actually, it's really common knowledge that there's aliens among us. Interesting, huh? Y'all better wake up. This is not what you think it is. This is about good and evil. And whatever you think, wake up. We're coming into the celebration of Moloch in April. Look that up. Moloch is M-U-L-O-C-H versus Feast of Moloch. Moloch was considered to be a demon god. Our governments are in bed with Satanists. The Vatican is a temple for Satanists. Don't take my word for it. Let me give you an insight. Do you realize that the Pope just pardoned over 4,000 men who literally were, were pedophiles? They were literally sleeping with boys and girls, children, in their churches. Oh, but this is worthy of forgiveness. Wake up, y'all. Because what is happening, this transformation process, it ain't about us, those who have developed themselves to a point where they can make decisions and identify their own truth and walk in that truth. It's not about us. It's about the children. It's always been about the children. So we have to prepare ourselves so that when we are no longer available on this earth, that we have cast a shadow that is greater than ourselves, so that they can cast a shadow that is greater than the one we left. I'm telling you, I love you. It will not hurt me for those people who do not evolve to the stage they need to be. Because guess what? I believe I could achieve the impossible. But if I believe I could achieve the impossible and I had 100,000 or a million more, this would not be a war. part about it is that we have to remove some of the damage, the blockage that's caught in people's mind now, who think, oh, I can't do that. It's just, it's so impossible. You know why? Because I want to stay in my box. I don't want my box disturbed. You have no choice now. Remember, I told you that we're at the crescendo of all this. This might be a 50, 40, 50, 60 year crescendo. But it is changing, and the transformation is in full effect. Do I think I can live to see this? I'm working on that right now. So before I go, let me tell you a few things I'm doing. I'm eating right. I'm consuming a lot of water. I don't eat any meat at all. And every day I try to get a little exercise and keep myself as healthy as possible. People look at me and say, how are you? You know why? Because I believe exactly the path to the mount. And I believe when I'm 100 years old that there's going to be somebody who's going to sit down and say, brother, I am ready. And I will be the one who can teach them and when their time comes. And listen, I'm going to tell you something. I'm just going to trip you out. My wife's father is about 90 years old. 87. She's still. But this brother looks phenomenal. Not because he's done anything exclusively special, but because of the quality of life he lives, the type of man he is. See, he's the type of man who has integrity in everything he does. So therefore, he's shown himself to be worthy of longevity for what is to come. I don't know. He may be the teacher that is sent to me. I don't know. But I know this. I'm preparing myself, because if one day he sits me down and he says, let me speak to you, and doesn't say a word, but my mind is getting lessons from all over the place, I'm going to sit quietly at the feet, because we don't know who the true creator is, and we don't know who has been placed in our presence. Listen, this is Brother Davis. Now, y'all got anything to add, please call. Because I'm going to tell you something. We're coming up on the end of the show. And for those of you who are doing some due diligence on this here, look into your etheric self. You might have heard me use that term. And that's another level of the so-called three-dimensional time-life continuum, which we are in right now. And the reason why I'm bringing that out to you is because I want you to understand that there's different levels that they don't want you to even know that exist. But when you do, you begin to realize maybe there's something to what Brother Davis is trying to get us to understand. And before you realize it, you're going to realize there's a lot of lessons out there that help you begin to get into deeper levels of meditation. And the greater level of meditation, the more exposure to something that you may have access to naturally and don't even know it. Well, this is Brother Davis now. We're coming up on, 7:42, and I'm trying to give you a chance to at least ask me some questions, because there's so much I'd like to say that a lot of it I can't even get out. Oh, yeah, another thing, 528 megahertz. When you listen to music, try to listen at 528. Literally, it controls the level of vibration and electrical magnetic impulses that are going through your body, and allows your body to relax so that your mind can break away from the agitation of the environment which is around you. The best part about that is, if nothing else, you will at least find yourself in a state of controlled peace in which your mind can rest. Because that's our biggest problem. We cannot control our minds, and this, we're practicing it. And how do you practice it? Through stages of meditation and controlling your truth. Because when you control your truth, you are focused on your priorities and trying to achieve the best that you can be. And the reason why is because you want it for you. You don't want it for me. You don't want it for somebody else. You want it for you. And believe me, your children are looking. They are watching. And I've seen children do some phenomenal things. You see, when you're first born, and you, before you reach that stage of contamination, it's especially a child that you least expect. There's an autistic child who literally is a piano virtuoso. Never studied the music before in his life. Think about that dynamic for a minute. This person is considered to be inadequate in taking care of himself in any environment, but you put him in front of a piano and everything changes. My brothers and sisters, nothing is beyond the realm of possibility, and nothing is beyond the potential to imagine to be the person who can achieve the impossible. We got a lot of work to do. Who's going to clean up the? Who's going to clean up Fukushima? Do you think they are? No. Who's going to clean the water? Do you think they are? No. Who's going to clean the air from all this here toxic stuff and the chemtrails and stuff? Do you think they are? No. Who's going to really rid this world of the negative energy that is literally permeating all over it right now? They're doing it, they're generating it, so they ain't cleaning it up. It works to their advantage, so we must rise, regardless whether you want to or not. Let me be very clear about this. If you rise now, you will be a potential tool of change. If you don't, you will be a victim of whatever goes on. It's that simple. If you think you were going to die by an atom bomb, then you probably will die by some sort of bomb. But if you think that regardless of what happens, I'm going to get through this so I can be a part of the transformation, your mind is putting something in effect that literally the cosmos can attach to. Because guess what? We are never anywhere where we're not connected to the cosmos. Never. Even in artificial environments, you know, those buildings that literally they got light come through, they got air conditioner on, you're working in the office all day, and they tell you this is a safe place, or should I say a safe environment. Even in those places, you are still connected cosmologically to the universe. We have unlimited power. Multiverse. Well, as my wife says, the multiverse, but we have unlimited power. And until we start to rise and identify that, and when I say rise, I don't mean go out here in the street and confront people. No, I'm talking about identifying the ability to be able just to tap into it, and then how, when, and what to do when you do. Because I'm going to tell you something. You cannot give a child a toy. You cannot give a child a gun. You can give a child a toy to play with, but you can't give them a gun because it's destructive. But if you start training now, when your time comes, you will know what to do. Because you have been prepared for a time such as this. This is Brother Davis on Wise Wednesday. We got 3 minutes left. 3 minutes. So if you got any questions you want to put out there, put it out there. Because I'm going to tell you something. You've already heard the potential. Before, long before me, you heard people astral projecting. You heard people who literally can change the physical dynamic with their mind. But you know what? You don't think that you can do it because you've been living in a Western box that tells you, oh, you can't do that. You're living with people who tell you, oh, you can't do that. You must change your mindset. When you change your mindset, it's like a seed. You know what I mean? When you got a seed, one seed, you will never go hungry again. Because you can plant that seed. And when you plant that seed, you're going to get a whole lot more seeds. And now you got more than one seed. Are y'all getting this? Because I'm going to tell you something. When the time comes and you're trained, you can't be saying, oh, I'm sorry. I should have been better. You can't sit back and say, you know, my mistake. Oops, my bag. No, it don't work like that. You know why? Because if you're not preparing now, when your time comes, you won't even know it and it'll take you right out. Because you're going to indulge in all the things that's going to make that happen. But if you start preparing now, your body's going to start talking to you. And your body's going to tell you what is good for it, what is bad for it, where it needs you to send energy to so you can heal yourself. And then it's going to also take you into different levels of meditation so that things can be exposed to you to allow you to be greater than you think with Westernism will ever allow you to be. It's Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Listen, I gave you as much as I could. I tried to pour my heart out to you to let you know that I love you, because love is an action, regardless of what Westernism has taught you. Love is an action. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and I appreciate you inviting me into your homes, to your computer or your radio or whatever, and giving you some sound, serious time and a good part of me. So on behalf of my beautiful wife, I'd like to say thank you for the much for the opportunity. Back to you, Scotty.
Thank you, Brother Davis. Brother Braggs, if you would, if you don't mind chiming us out until we return tomorrow at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern time for another broadcast of Tando Radio Show. Brother Braggs.
Peace, peace.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.